See.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A 32-year-old man, allegedly found in possession of millions of rands worth of drugs, is appearing in a Dundee court. He was arrested by police in northern KZN last night. The provincial police spokesperson, Thenji Swanqobo, says they received intelligence that a car was entering the country from Eswatini via Port Pietersburg.
And the vehicle matching the description was spotted on R33 driving towards Blood River. Members attempted to stop the vehicle. The driver sped away. A chase ensued and the police managed to stop the suspect's vehicle in Dundee. Upon searching the vehicle, police found compressed bags of dagga on the passenger seat, the back seat, as well as the boot of the vehicle.
She says a total of 90 bags full of dagga was found with an estimated street value of 4 million rand. Amita Taxi Association believes education is key to easing tensions between taxi and minibus operators. The Mtubatuba Regional Court this week sentenced Sahlu Komthembu to 12 years behind bars for attempted murder linked to taxi violence. In 2019, Mthembu, who was a security guard for a taxi association, opened fire on Amita taxi driver. He accused the man of operating in Kwamdugu without permission. The SA Meter Taxi and E-Hailing Association says conflicts can be avoided if operators were made aware of how things work. The group's Senzo Vebu says metered and minibus taxis fall under the same umbrella body, Santaco.
Operators on the ground, they are not well informed in terms of the different operations of the meter taxi and the minibus, because as per the National Land Transport Act, we operate differently. Our modes are completely different. It's just that there is a lack of information on the ground. That is why some of the people, they might think that we're stealing their job, only to find that we are working according to the book, which is the National Land Transport Act.
An AI cancer treatment platform has been launched in Bloemfontein. The Universitas Academic Hospital has become the first site outside the US to adopt the radiation planning assistant. It was developed at a Texas university. The system, used for planning radiotherapy treatment, is said to enhance speed and accuracy. There are plans to expand it to other centers in South Africa. And Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says while the army chief has a right to his views, the military will ultimately have to execute any government decisions on Gaza. Katz's statement on social media comes after reports in the Israeli media suggested that Eyal Zamir is opposed to a government plan to fully occupy the Gaza Strip. The chief of staff reportedly expressed his opposition during a restricted meeting between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and security chiefs yesterday. Zamir is said to have warned that such an occupation would be a trap. According to Israeli media, Netanyahu will meet with his security cabinet tomorrow to make a final decision on next steps in the war in the Palestinian territory. Durban 20 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 23. The top story, a 32-year-old man allegedly found in possession of millions of rands worth of drugs is appearing in a Dundee court today. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.